Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
We always like to get caught up about once a quarter with Efrat Pfefferman. She is the executive director of the United Way here in Monroe County in South Central Indiana. Efrat, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. How are you, Glass?
Well, sun's out. It's hot. Summer is here. The summer that seems like it's been going on since March, if you have kids, and I know you do, so you,
right?
You know what I'm talking about. But we'll get all the kidding aside here, because your plate is very full, but luckily your organization's shoulders are very broad. And the United Way here in South Central Indiana, it is Monroe County, but people keep saying South Central Indiana, Efrat, because it's just not Monroe County.
Yes, we also serve Green, Owen, and a portion of Brown.
And I bet your requests or your pleas for assistance have been at a record high.
Yeah, indeed. But so is the generosity of our community. It's $1.6 million raised since March for the relief fund for COVID. And as of this weekend, we'll have distributed $1.4 million out. So that's pretty amazing. And it's because of all the partners that, you know, help us with this work. And that's individuals, it's businesses, it's local government, it's the foundations, it's a lot of people and places. So,
and I notice here you're into phase three, and the deadline came and went earlier this week. Were you surprised to get to phase three, or is there going to be phase four? We're not sure on how this is all working out.
That's a good question. You know, we had to make decisions about how to do this when we first got going in March, and we thought, in other disasters or, you know, situations, though there's not been anything like this, certainly look at it in phases. So we timed it out for 30, 60, 90 days, and then 180 days will cap off the effort, we'll expend all the funds. But we have turned from sort of the immediate emergency needs, the glaring holes in the safety net, to now starting to look at building resilience for individuals, families, our entire safety net, our entire community. So with each phase comes some different priorities.
And how much help have you got from the federal government and the state government? If you could walk people through that process, because I hear, oh, United Way, well, that's a national organization. Mm-hmm. They're going to get their help somewhere. I'm not going to have to worry about helping them.
Well, so, yeah, right.
That's not the case.
Only the federal government took care of it all. Now, to their credit, our state, our federal government have really done some key things to get relief out to people, to get our food distribution systems stocked up, to get shelter systems reconfigured. But you know, United Way is all donors' dollars and donors' love, and there's a lot to supplement, as we know, and that's what the nonprofit world is for. So the nonprofit system around here has been working in overtime since March, and again, and thanks to the generosity of individuals who have the means to help their neighbors.
And those efforts stay right here in Monroe County and stay in this area. You do not send it to a national where they send back. And I want people to understand it, because not everybody knows how you guys work, and it really does help here.
Right. No, every United Way is like that, where it's, you know, our mission is to address local needs, and they look different in every community. And that's why we engage volunteers from the community and help them make decisions on anything we do, because it's local dollars and it goes right back out. And with the relief fund, 100% of it, anything raised is going straight back out to where it's needed the most.
Efrat Pfefferman is our guest this afternoon. She checks in from the United Way of Monroe County, and I don't even know where to start here. What's next for you guys? You've given away almost you said you brought in 1.6. You've almost given away 1.4. So I guess it's over. Let's just put our feet up and enjoy summer.
No, my goodness, right? Now we got to think about the long term and the year after year and what we've learned from all of this about where we may have some gaps or may, where we can do things better. So, yeah, it's ongoing work. But, you know, I think that the theme you'll hear from us will be about resilience. Resilience for individuals, resilience for our safety net, and resilience of our community. So that plays out in a lot of different ways, but that's the near future. Now, next week, this is a great way for the community to engage in sort of lifting up this nonprofit sector of ours that has been working in overtime, along with many others, of course. But, you know, it's the one I'm responsible here for, so I'm going to tout them. Next week, in partnership with the city and the Community Foundation and the Nonprofit Alliance, United Way is going to help launch a week of thanking our nonprofit heroes. We're going to call it Shout Out B-Town. You may hear Lucy talk about it if she's on your show soon.
Yeah, in about 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. I should save some for her.
No, but, she will just reinforce she will reinforce the message.
The whole point is that we're going to collect thank yous for nonprofit heroes from the community, and then we'll share them on social media and acknowledge some of the hard work that's been going on out there. So people next week can look for that on social media, look for that on our website, type in, you know, a nice shout out. If someone's just gone above and beyond or helped you, or you've just noticed them in action, maybe it's, you know, your friend or neighbor working long hours from home or from the nonprofit. We hope people get on there and say something nice so that we can sort of spread some love out there.
Frat Pfefferman is our guest. She checks in from the United Way of Monroe County in South Central Indiana. MonroeUnitedWay.org is a great resource. It has everything you could imagine. I'm looking at it right now. And Wake Up with United Way, that was a series you were doing live, but no one does anything live anymore. It has to be on Zoom.
Yep, so after a brief hiatus, we are back on July 9th at 8 a.m., 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoom. You can sign up on our website or on Facebook, because we will do it by RSVPs only, just to manage that. And so this is going to be an interesting topic. We polled the community on a number of topics, and the one we're going to tackle is building a new normal, addressing racial and economic disparities as we rebuild from COVID. So again, back to the lessons learned, we're going to have some great panelists on that one to share their thoughts and research. Dr. Rasul Mawat from IU School of Public Health, Dr. Kosli Simon from IU O'Neill, and then I'll join as well. And we hope to see a lot of people there, because it's really a topic that, you know, we have, in a sense, we have this opportunity because so much has been disrupted and almost like out the door, that we can think creatively, right? We can redesign some things. So let's get thinking about that.
Exactly right. The canvas is blank because mm-hmm. and so is the roadmap for that mm-hmm. matter. So just mm-hmm. Draw anything you like to move forward.
Right. Yeah, because we know that about one in every three households in our region is teetering right above poverty and has been for some time. And that's in addition to another one in five in full-blown poverty. The people
Do you see those
right
numbers changing because of what we're experiencing right now, where you'll have to maybe readjust your goals and models?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of unknowns, but you know, we know certain sectors are not going to spring back, and so people are going to be dislocated or hours cut back, and you know, needing that trip to the food pantry or help with the utilities 1 month. And back to your point about the federal government, there are a lot of programs for people who qualify via the poverty guidelines, and poverty guidelines are so skimpy. I mean, it takes a lot to try to make that work. The people right above it, the one in three households, are not eligible for any federal benefits like SNAP or food stamps or township assistance. So that's where the nonprofit sector and United Way really attends to those needs.
Well, that's fantastic because, as you mentioned, it doesn't seem like hours are going to be expanding or positions are going to be growing forward. So if people want to get involved, this weekend's weather isn't going to be the greatest forecast I've ever put out on a Friday afternoon. Maybe this weekend's a good time to poke around the website and see if they can help out, whether it's financially or through volunteer activities. You have plenty of stuff on there, don't you?
Absolutely. They can just land at MonroeUnitedWay.org and poke around, like you said.
And find out what is most convenient for you because you have many plans that can help out. As you mentioned, Lucy Shake will join us here in about a half an hour as well. She always has some great volunteer opportunities. But simply, if you don't have a check to write or a cash donation to drop off, you will accept volunteer hours.
Absolutely. Or, you know, jump into the Shout Out B-Town, share things on Facebook that are helpful, that connect people to resources or, you know, to opportunities so that you can like us on Facebook and keep on top of all of that as well.
Well, we do like you on Facebook and we like you on the radio and in cyberspace and everywhere else. Maybe someday we'll meet again in public.
I was just going to say maybe one day. Yes.
Well, as long as we continue to be safe, Efrat, wear our masks and social distance, we will be able to. And it might not be great as the old days, but we'll create a really cool new day. So that's exciting as well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, stay out of trouble. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Your organization does a fantastic job, and if people would like to help, the email address, the phone number, the website, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you over there?
Any of those, but, MonroeUnitedWay.org or info@MonroeUnitedWay.org to email or pick up the phone. Any of those.
Send a telegram, carrier pigeon, Pony Express.
Drop off something on the porch.
That's it. We'll do it anyway. So any way you can get involved, any way you can help would be fantastic. Have a great end of June and 4th of July weekend next weekend, and we'll get caught up with you once school starts to make sure we can help you get out any messages you guys need to get out at that time of year.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.